patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Valley Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Future head coach in the G League, if not higher. And I claim, watching after yesterday's game, she was in such awe of the performance of Jrue Holiday, she kind of didn't know what to ask. Am I correct? Joining us now is Zora Stevenson.
Can she coach in the WNBA?
Are you saying that the interview is bad? What is it?
No, the interview was great. I just thought you were as a basketball
person. He's
firing
shots immediately.
No, I'm not.
Zora.
Not at all. That's why I'm glad you asked it. No, it was great, but I just thought that you had that look like, wow, you were incredible, and I can appreciate that because I played, and I know what I saw was something really special.
Trying to backpedal. I was trying to clean
it
up, Zora.
I'm not backpedaling. Go say whatever you want, Zora.
Right? No, I mean, I definitely knew what I wanted to ask Jrue Holiday. Okay. I was not pondering that. And, you know, you always want to start with the team and then go into the individual. I thought what he did yesterday was great, but I would not say I was surprised or, like, overly amazed. Because I think Jrue Holiday has shown that he can play like that, especially when guys like Chris and Giannis aren't on the floor. I think that's kind of what Jrue Holiday has proven, and that's the standard for what he does when those guys are not available. So okay. I was not surprised. I was not.
All right, take two. Zora, you were not surprised because you think Jrue Holiday is that good and he can do that anytime he wants.
Yes. I really do. I think the guy has the ability to be the number one option offensively, but he plays with guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton, who obviously deserve, you know, as much, if not more, of, you know, the carries and the opportunities offensively. But, you know, and I think that speaks to, like, most of these guys in the NBA, right? Like a Bobby Portis. Coach Bud has said that on any other team, Bobby would be a starter. But it's just the role that people have to play when you're a Milwaukee Buck because this team is so good and because there's so much talent. And Jrue is totally fine with it. But even I asked him, I said, what's your comfort level with being the number one option offensively? And he's like, well, my comfort level's there. Like, he's like, I can do it, but that's not my role when the team is fully healthy, which makes all the sense.
Yeah, he can put up 50.
He can't do it.
Ask him how many he can score. I think he's at 50. Giannis is at 100.
Yes.
He can do it every now and then. He can be a number one on a team regularly. 82 games, no.
You don't think so?
No, he's not that. That's not his mentality. I don't think he has
the
scoring mentality. You have to have this. You got to want to score the ball.
Well, but he's so good defensively, that might limit the energy.
It's not, nothing to do with it. No, nothing to do with it. It's just not his mentality.
What a great question to ask.
He's like a floor general. He likes to pass. He takes his shots when they come. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what his normal.
If Bud went to
I
him,
I think
that's
how
said,
he normally likes to play.
If Bud went to him and said, "I need you to be the number one,"
he can do it for a short stint.
All right.
You guys are talking like he could do it all year for 82 games.
Yep,
I'm pushing back on that.
All right.
I think he could do it. I think he's capable, but I also agree with the mindset part of it. It's not his natural style of play. I mean, his coaches, even his wife, has to encourage him to be more aggressive offensively sometimes.
That right there tells you can't do it. You got to have the mentality.
Well, I didn't say that. No, that doesn't say he can't do it. It's just
if you don't have the mentality, that means you can't do it. Zora.
Zora.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are the best.
What do you mean, y'all?
I'm just saying, if it's not in your DNA to do that all the time, it's not going to be what you do. You're going to play how you want to play.
Even if I coached him, even if Zora coached him.
I mean, yeah, you could. That's what I'm saying. You could do it intermittently. Yes, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to force myself, but it's not your normal thing to just try to shoot all the time. Just like it's not, like you can't take a chucker and tell him, stop being a chucker.
I slightly agree with you in the fact of, and it just goes slightly to human, right? Like, this is my thought here. Like, you can act all you want, right? And meaning like, okay, if Jrue Holiday's nature is to be unselfish and defeat his teammates, he can act like, you know, he wants the ball in his hands all he wants. And he can, you know, do that every now and then. And again, but we're always going to revert to who we are, right? We can act different than, you know, our authentic selves. And we're always going to revert back to who we are.
Yeah, and maybe you guys are misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not saying skill-wise, he doesn't have the ability to score the basketball.
Okay.
I'm saying his mentality was not fit him being a number one option. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And that's why I say, like, a chucker, you're not going to tell a chucker, like, stop chucking. Well, the chucker's not going to be effective if he stops chucking it, because that's his game. So,
fair.
Good game, Drew.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right? Moral of the story, Drew Holiday led the Bucks in scoring last night.
Moral of the story, yes.
Will he do it again tonight? Because it's the same situation.
No, he's not. He's not putting up 35.
But, okay, why not?
You just said he could do it.
He could do it, but the approach of Toronto is different now that he put up 35.
The approach is different? How?
Yeah, if Giannis doesn't play, they now...
Is Giannis playing? Giannis is out. Milton's out?
Yeah.
Oh, so he is the number one. He's by default the number one option.
Correct. Which means they will address it accordingly and see to it that he gets less than 35.
Well, the Raptors will do, you know, what they do. This actually could be interesting tonight because so many times we're used to seeing Toronto do this, all these crazy schemes against Giannis. But does Drew now get that treatment, or do they just play regular defense? I don't know. I'm interested to see how they approach it.
They got an interesting team. They're with their, you know, bunch of 6'8" guys out there playing basically. So.
Well, that and Fred VanVleet, yeah.
Right. VanVleet playing the point, but I don't anticipate that being the matchup. That I don't see him being on Drew. Do you? I think they'll put a bigger body on him.
I can just go back to my notes from whatever. Drew didn't play the last time.
He's gonna punish VanVleet.
You have notes?
I have notes. I can tell you.
You don't need notes. You're Zora. You just watch what you see. Tell us what you see. Zora,
she can't remember it.
She lived it. She doesn't need to remember anything.
You can't remember all that stuff.
I watch what I see and I write it down.
Zora, you do what you do. Don't listen to this old dude over here. He has no idea what he's talking about.
I'm just telling you this. Zora is so good. She don't need no damn notes.
Zora's good, but her memory can't be that good to remember every detail.
Yes.
No.
All these games, I have to write it down.
Right. Yeah, don't listen to him, Zora. Don't listen to him. He's just talking. Man.
I'm just telling you, you don't need to write it down. You do a couple where you don't write it down and see how you do.
Now.
But I want to write it down.
She wants to be thorough. She wants to be able to recall it immediately, and that's why she looks at it.
All right. Okay.
What else?
No. Well, no, everything's about Giannis. At what point do you worry about Giannis or tell us not to worry about Giannis? Giannis misses how many games now, and... He was playing, and he was a man out of control, going crazy. How good and how well he was playing and scoring, taking over, making sure they didn't lose. And now, you're not playing. You know, everybody worries about Giannis every day that he doesn't play. So make us feel better or put it in the proper context.
Yeah. So tonight, unless something happens between now and tip-off, Giannis will miss his fourth consecutive game with knee soreness. Coach Bud, before the game yesterday afternoon, said it's kind of what they've been dealing with over the years with Giannis, so he didn't pinpoint that it was something new or alarming. The schedule has the Bucks off for 3 days after today, and so, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens over the weekend with Cleveland and Detroit, I believe, are the two teams that we go visit. So, I mean, you know, for him to get, you know, ample rest, and when we say rest, it's not like the guy isn't doing anything. That means rehab. That means getting in the gym. That means just doing different things to see where the knee is at. This guy takes a beating. Like, his usage is nuts. What he was doing, especially with Drew out and Chris out at the same time, the exertion, and, I'm not surprised that, you know, his body needs a little bit of a break right now. And you all see it. The guy doesn't know how to go half speed. That's why he's so great. The only way to slow Giannis down is to not play him.
still early to be talking Bucks. We should be asking Zora about Marquette. That's what we should be asking about.
Sure.
Are we still in the preseason? Is that how you want to see it?
Not in the preseason, but we're just getting started, pretty much, with the Bucks.
Okay. All right. Ask me about Marquette. I'm gonna be honest. Are they still ranked?
Yeah, we went up to 20 now, right, Homer? 20? Is it 20?
18.
Up to 18. Oh, you
18
took the two
and
of
one,
that.
20 and another. I'd like to see what the
18 and
best
one, rate. 20 and another. Yeah.
Okay.
Did good.
So that's loss. Good.
I thought you were following them.
I really need to try to catch a game.
You're at the banquet, but then you just have to banquet. Then you disappear on us. Okay.
She's the star of the banquet. That's why she was at the banquet.
And then she disappears on us. Okay.
She's not a reporter. She's a star.
I thought she was kind of following a little bit. I thought she had some love for us, but I don't know.
I do have love.
If she'd get rid of the damn notes, she could follow Marquette better.
Oh. No, I should add Marquette to the notes.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have a Marquette tab.
Just record the games and watch them, Zors. Come on.
Or
I want to know.
Radio.
What? This is
no,
not
you don't
want to
hear Homer on the radio. Don't do it, Zora. Don't,
fine,
do,
don't
it.
Do it. I want to know.
Don't do it.
I want to know what Zora thinks when she doesn't have notes. Because what she thinks, what will
why
come
you take
up,
the notes?
What will come to her head thinking of the game is
no
the
sense.
Most important thing
that makes
she
no sense. Does. She wrote the most important thing
but
down.
Homer, the notes are my thoughts.
She wrote it down, dude. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's not somebody else's notes.
I didn't say. I'm not sure what you mean.
She doesn't need to write down the
notes.
But
she does. She can't remember them.
She will remember is what I'm telling her.
She won't.
All right. Well, then let her try once and see what
she
remembers.
She ain't doing it.
I mean, I talk to you all most of the time without notes. Now, when you want to know who's talking to you all the
last time. Tony, ask her how she can talk with us without notes, huh?
What do you mean? But she writes them down.
You said
that's why she remembers them, because she can write it. She
does
them down.
I never told you there are notes. I should have never said there are notes.
She doesn't know you. She didn't.
She what?
She just said she doesn't use notes with us.
Okay, maybe she said that, but she did just a second ago.
When you asked me, hey, that game two and a half weeks
correct.
Ago.
Correct. That's my
on
point.
The second night of a
you can't reference a game from 8 years ago.
5:20 left in the third quarter. Yeah.
Right. No, you need notes for that. But also, when you write something down about the game at that time, it helps you remember later as well.
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
That's what I'm trying to tell this dude over here. This guy. Fine. This guy's unbelievable.
Homer, you don't write down bullet points for your when you open the radio.
He's got 100 things on his little piece of paper. You can barely I don't even know how he reads that piece of paper that he talks on in front of. It's like a bunch of chicken scratch on there.
No, they're only stats. I have no notes.
He's got stats.
Other than
galore,
that,
though.
I don't know. No, so no, I don't.
Oh yeah, this guy's mom was a secretary. She worked at the school. This guy's dad was a farmer. I mean, he's got all kind of notes on there.
I don't. Somebody filled in me for the coach's show with Tom Crean.
I'm gonna steal his sheet for you, Zora.
And Tom Crean said, "What are all those pieces of paper in front?" And the guy goes, "Notes." He goes, "I've been in this show with 5 years with Homer. I've never seen a piece of paper there. What?"
I see it every game.
How do you do it with no notes? I said, I don't need notes. I live it. Now, granted, I don't have to remember a game from 2 months ago or whatever. You don't need notes.
Or you don't have 82 of them either.
It's true. I'm telling you this.
That's your
I
guy.
Know
that
good.
I always agree with Homer.
Well, I mean, Homer and I's relationship has taken a toll this season. It's rocky.
As they say, stuff done changed.
I don't Ooh. Say this
but
to many people.
But they don't use stuff.
I always agree
my
with
greatest,
Homer, like
fine.
All the time.
It's my greatest compliment to anybody in the business. You don't need no damn notes. I don't say that to many people. I don't have to say it to Tony.
Hey, Zora, all you got to do is say, okay, Homer, no more notes. But then keep taking your notes.
There you go. That's the best way to do it. Yep. Hey, Zora, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Ask Tony if he has any notes.
Well, I know Tony doesn't have any notes.
I do have some notes, actually.
Oh, this I got to hear. I got to hear.
I stopped taking them, though.
Yeah.
But I also don't remember anything as well, so.
But you just say what you want.
That is correct.
You're unfiltered. Yeah.
No, okay. I'm pretty filtered. I got some swear words that I would like to use sometime with Homer, but I can't use them.
Merd? Do you ever use that? Can you use Spanish swear words?
No, I'm not doing that either. Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, Zora, before we go, this was Homer's last bright idea. We can swear on the air as long as we use a different language.
And that's totally not true.
Agreed. But this dude had the crazy idea that he could do it. I don't either. I told him to go ahead and do it.
Uh-oh. I should have had notes for that.
Yeah. You don't need it. You'll get one if you say one. Go ahead.
No. Thanks, Zora. So you expect after the days off, then Giannis will probably play. This gives him, what, 10 days off? And after this game, he's get three more.
I didn't say that. I said.
He didn't take a note. That's why.
Right.
All right, Zora. I think he's playing. What's the game after the 3 days off?
Cleveland.
Yeah, I'll bet you $5 he plays.
I don't think you can bet.
Homer needs that I'll sweet, bet her sweet action.
I'll bet her breakfast at Ted's. They would love her at Ted's.
Definitely she think she ain't going to Ted's.
What do you mean? 62nd and Nordwhite. She can't go to Ted's? I'll
can reach. I bring my notes to breakfast?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Have you ever been to Ted's, Zora? I don't think so.
No.
I will wager you breakfast. I'll wager you breakfast.
Can we do a segment at Ted's?
Sure.
Segment at
No, it's not. It's closed now. It's only in the morning for breakfast. All right. Breakfast. If you win, I'll take you to Ted's. You can record a segment with me wherever you want. Giannis is playing against Cleveland. You want to join my club?
No, but I will do breakfast.
All right, deal.
I got to eat either way.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zora.
Bye.
Just keeps getting better. They will love me at Ted's if I can roll in. The last star was Mike Breen when he came in. Zora's bigger than
Bang.
Mike. Nobody knew even who he was. Not one person at Ted's knew who he was.
Yeah, probably looks they'll like know who Zora.
Zora shows up at Ted's, they will know who she is.
Yes, they will.
Yes, they will. Next.